It's time for a little Friday frivolity, and for that, we bring in our host, Travis.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Invasion. So I think this was either last Thursday or Friday. I was starting the news. I do the news every day, 10:30, scheduled. We do news.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the news, I was having a real hard time wrangling you guys in, which is not uncommon. You guys like to have a good time in breaks, kind of fool around, have a little frivolity maybe in breaks. And that's awesome. I love that.
We pay attention to you, Travis.
You usually pay
attention. We were just distracted on this day.
Yeah, on this day, you were not definitively paying attention.
That's true.
That's a valid point.
Yes.
And it was because one of the shows, I believe, on Fox.
The 10.
That's right.
Which they've been kind of running a bit at that time just about every day now, it seems like, doing some sort of a game. And that day, the game was Serial Pursuit. And it just had you guys enthralled. So what I thought was if that game could keep your attention, maybe I could keep your attention with my own version of Serial Pursuit.
Okay. Right?
So we're going to go head-to-head here. The boys are going against each other. Donovan versus Matt. Donovan, I think I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
So, Donovan, who always tried to steal Fred Flintstone's cereal in the Fruity Pebbles commercials? Was it A, Bam Bam, B, Barney, C, Pebbles, or D, Dino?
Oh, man.
Who tried to steal Fred Flintstone's Fruity Pebbles?
It's either Barney or Dino.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to see if I'm trying to remember the commercials in my head. Man, it's just so simple to say Barney. Let's go, Barney.
That's correct.
All right.
On the board.
Really, I was really close to saying Dino.
I wish you had.
That would have been my guess. Matt McLaren, which city is nicknamed the cereal capital of the world because of Kellogg's? Is it A, Omaha, B, Little Rock, C, Battle Creek, or D, Iowa City?
Wasn't that the question that was on the TV?
Is it Battle Creek?
It is indeed Battle Creek.
I think it was, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Battle Creek is nicknamed the cereal capital of the world because it's headquarters of Kellogg's, one of the largest cereal companies in the world. Kellogg's used to be Battle Creek Cereal Company or something like that. And then Mr. Kellogg was like, stole my name up there. We're not doing
Battle
that.
Okay.
Donovan.
Travis.
What nut adds flavor to Honey Nut Cheerios? Is it A, almond? Is it B, pecan? Is it C, peanut? Is it D, walnut? Or is it E, all of the above?
Oh, what a terrible choice you threw in there. I hate the all of the above. What's the cereal again?
What nut adds flavor to Honey Nut Cheerios?
Man, used to eat a lot of Honey Nut Cheerios as a kid. That little B.
Yeah, you threw it all. You threw all of the above. I'm going all of the above, E.
That is incorrect. It is almond, A.
That's why I love it. Almonds are the best.
I knew it.
Matt.
Yes.
By which brand name is fruit-flavored Kix known? So what brand name is Kix under?
Kix is under General Mills.
I'm going to need like their cereal names.
I'm not understanding.
So Kix is like the person or is the mascot.
Yeah, Kix is the orange box with the little puffs that are delicious.
No. Kix is the mascot.
Okay. Not K-I-X, not the cereal Kix.
Not the cereal Kix.
Oh, okay. I was with him on that. Cause
The mascot.
All right.
Because I was going to sing the theme, the commercial.
Okay. I was like, man, what am I missing here?
Hager House. No, okay. That's not it, Creighton.
I'm going to say Honey Smacks.
I guess I could give you some options. Is it A, Trix, B, Fruity Pebbles, C, Fruit Loops, or D, Fruities?
Oh, that made it easy.
I would think so.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm going against you. I'm not going to tell you the answer.
Fruit Loops?
Steal nope.
It. What is it?
Trix.
It is indeed Trix.
The rabbit's name is Kix?
Yeah, Kix the rabbit.
I did not know that.
Donovan.
That's why this is Serial Pursuit.
I just thought it was Rabbit.
A part of Friday Frivolity. You thought his name was his animal name.
Rabbit.
Is there any name of an animal that's just that?
Yep.
Hey, cat, come here. Well, not.
Isn't. No, great. Not.
Cat. Stay in your office, cat. Yeah, I didn't mean you. I meant the animal.
Wonderful.
Aren't all the Winnie the Pooh rabbit just rabbit?
Yep, sure is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. That's a
Piglet is just Piglet.
You want to talk about a spare cartoon?
Are you kidding
me?
What?
Spare.
You need
a
sports. Okay. So spare.
Package for hot dogs next week.
Oh, Christopher Robin. Put on some draws, man.
Okay, that is one of the worst looks to throw down ever. Is
why?
The t-shirt, no pants.
You can't hit. See it? It's hidden by his fur.
He's trying to bring joy to everybody, boys.
Nobody wants to see that. That is it. Winnie the Pooh is spare.
You're wrong about that.
I'm so right.
Donovan, yes. You stole that one, so you get to make it, take it. When Trix breakfast cereal was introduced in 1954, what were the original flavors? Were they A, lime, cherry, and lemon? B, orange, lemon, and cherry? C, orange, grape, and lime? Or D, orange, lemon, and grape?
I'm going to go D, orange, lemon, and grape.
Was it just because that was the last one you heard?
No.
Okay. That's wrong.
Oh,
that is incorrect. You want to give it a go over there? Matty Mac?
A.
No.
you don't even know.
He was not paying attention when I asked.
I don't know what they are. I mean, it could have been anything.
B, orange, lemon, and cherry.
Man, I loved me some Trix.
I did too.
The cereal.
Trix are for kids.
Silly rabbit.
I loved them.
Kicks the rabbit.
My son has them now at the house.
Really?
Because I get him cereal. He's like, what do you want? He's like, I want Trix. Like, all right.
Oh, I didn't know they're still out there, man.
See, I don't like the fruity cereals.
That's all you need.
I don't eat them anymore, but of course, why not? He's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Knock yourself out.
It's a rite of passage.
Back to Donovan with a 2-1 lead. Who is the original Frosted Flakes mascot? A, Tony the Tiger. B, Katie the Kangaroo. C, Elmo the Elephant. D, Newt the New. Or E,
Newt the New.
All of the above.
Oh, see, I'm not falling for that again. And I think you're just trying to give me a trick question, and I'm not going to fall for it.
Okay.
I think it's always been Tony the Tiger. Okay. Give me Tony the Tiger.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Really? Don't look at me like that.
No, okay. I'm trying. I want to know the answer. I have no clue.
Do you want to try and steal?
What are the other options again?
Katie the Kangaroo, Elmo the Elephant, and Newt the New. G-N-U. Or E, all of the above.
I will go Kangaroo.
Incorrect. It was E, all of the above.
Wow, what?
So when they originally released Frosted Flakes, I have no idea. They did.
You don't know what a new is?
Do you?
Is it like a new?
What is it?
It's an animal. Continue.
What a jerk. So when they first released Frosted Flakes, they released all four mascots on different boxes, and then people kind of chose which one they liked the most.
Tony the Tiger is obviously the best one.
Obviously.
Why do you want to put a new on a cereal box?
It's a giant antelope. A big African beast.
That's what I said.
Neato. What athlete, Matt, has been on the Wheaties box the most? Is it A, Michael Phelps, B, Tiger Woods, C, Michael Jordan, or D, Bruce Jenner?
I'm going to go Michael Jordan.
And that is correct.
I told you
tying
before.
Tying it up.
Yeah, I mouthed the answer to Donnie.
Michael Jordan, 18 appearances on the Wheaties box.
I wonder if is there anyone out there that has all 18 displayed in their home?
I bet they do.
No doubt.
That'd be kind of cool.
But Wheaties,
is awesome.
Bottom tier cereal.
Wheaties is probably my favorite cereal of all time.
Bottom tier.
What are you talking
about? I love Wheaties.
Wheaties and Winnie the Pooh just catch
little
strays.
Too much sugar, but still, they're amazing.
Too much sugar on Wheaties?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Good Lord.
Have you ever had a Frosted Flake? Like, it would explode you.
But now, man,
it would explode you.
Wheaties are so good.
I don't know if I've ever heard that put in such a way.
You can use it whenever you want.
Okay, well thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's see. Are we on Matt or Donovan?
Me.
Donovan, which of these is not a standard flavor of Cheerios? A, Berry Blast. B, Apple Cinnamon. C, Chocolate. Or D, Honey Nut.
Standard. Okay, give me the roll through those flavors again. Because I know Apple Cinnamon is definitely a flavor.
Right, so we're looking for their standard. They're all regular flavors.
I know the jingle.
Right.
A, Berry Blast.
Okay.
B, Apple Cinnamon.
Uh-huh.
C, Chocolate. Or D, Honey Nut.
I'll take Chocolate.
And that is incorrect.
Dang. I'll take A, Berry Blast.
A, Berry Blast is correct, and taking a lead is Matt McLaren.
It's a whole nother O. New apple cinnamon Cheerio.
Remember that? And I don't, but I'm going to look it up.
All right, let's run through a couple more of these. Matt, what or which bird is the mascot for Cocoa Puffs? A, Toucan Sam. B, Rodney the Robin. C, Sonny the Cuckoo. Or D, Polly the Penguin.
It's got to be Sonny the Cuckoo because he goes cuckoo for coconut puffs.
What are coconuts?
Oh, nuts. Coconuts.
Watch my nuts.
He's cuckoo for coconuts.
Yeah, he always would say that. You don't remember that? He would be like, oh, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Maybe that's not even his name, though. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we need another playlist of that.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That's a character that you've practiced a while. Like, you have the head moving and the body and everything.
Donovan.
Yes, sir.
What cereal mascot slogan was, I want to eat your cereal? Said with an accent. Is it A, Frankenberry, B, Count Chocula, C, Kix Rabbit, or D, Snap?
Okay, it's one of the first two. I know. And I would have to think that if it's, he's doing it like, I want to eat your cereal. So it's Count Chocula. Give me that.
That's correct.
All right.
Boy, you are on a cold streak there.
Well, that's the Count from Sesame Street. two different people.
Plum.
Give me your cereal.
Matt, since you're an expert on the sugary cereals, what is the original shape, the only original shape to remain in the box of Lucky Charms since 1964? Is it A, horseshoes, B, unicorns, C, hearts, or D, clovers?
The original one. I'm
going to go with clovers.
That is incorrect. Oh, Donovan, no. Would you like to steal and tie?
I'm going to try my best. I am going to say horseshoes. Yeah,
That's a tough miss. Tough miss. It is Sea Hearts.
That would have been my last.
Sea Hearts. That
would have been my last also. That's not very lucky.
Well,
hearts are meant to be broken.
I'm still going to give you an opportunity. Hearts are meant to be broken.
No, that's not right. I believe in love.
That seems kind of mean.
Yeah, I believe in love.
Yeah, despite all that, I'm still going to give you a chance to win because, as always, by tradition, the last question is worth 1,000,000 points.
Okay.
So, Donovan, what is the full name of the character who represents Captain Crunch? Is it A, Captain Bob Crunch? B, Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch?
Wow, okay.
C, Captain George Alexander Crunch III? Or D, Captain Crunch?
Oh, now you're throwing a curveball. That's why I was on scholastic probation with questions like these on my exams in college. I am going to go because it sounds so sophisticated. C, that he's a third. George,
I was going to go Magellan.
McCracken III.
Winning by 1,000,001 points is Matt McClary.
What was his name?
Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Yeah, because Magellan Strait, and I figured maybe he made a cereal.
Look at me. That's the worst comparison to even think that that's it. You just guessed it correctly. Just say it.
Well, context clues. The captain is a captain of a ship who explores, and Magellan was a very famous explorer, so I thought that would make sense if they named the character after one of the world-famous explorers.
Cereal crunches.
I'm good at trivia.